maybe if you didn't leave your cup so close to the edge, I wouldn't have to hit it with my elbow. Mom did yell at you first, so there. How can you be so skinny when you drink like a fish, anyway? Come on, big brother, it's Thanksgiving! The time we all come together to give thanks. But more importantly, it's when all the best embarrassing family moments happen. And I have a civic duty as your sweet little sister to make sure we have plenty to laugh about. I mean, what kind of a little sister would I be if I didn't make my brother look like an idiot in front of our loving family? Well, more of an idiot. Really, you should be thanking me. How else will you learn if I don't give you my oh-so-helpful constructive criticism? Aw, come on, brother dearest, cheer up. If a few comments at the table is all it's gonna take to rile you up, however will you make it through the rest of the night? Okay, fine. I'm sorry. There, I said it. Are you happy? Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go back downstairs. There's a piece of apple pie with my name on it, and I know I saw Aunt Clara eyeing the last slice. So I'm just gonna step around you, and you're gonna move to this side, and you're kind of blocking the door there. If you could, you know, step aside, that'd be great. Hey, what are you doing? Take your hands off my shoulders. Hey, stop pushing me! Let go of me! That hurt. What do you do that for? Big brothers shouldn't be so mean to their sweet, innocent little sisters. Look, just help me up. Now? Seriously? There are like 20 people sitting in the living room alone. Everyone else saw you lead me upstairs. Look, I'm sorry about calling you names at dinner, and for pushing you off the couch with my feet, and for knocking over your glass, and for telling our aunt that you were gay. Guessing you didn't know about the last one. Okay, well, she was telling me about her coworker's son, and how sweet he is, and... Come on, how could I not? Still, we're not doing this. Mom or anyone could come upstairs at any moment. If you want, maybe once everyone is gone, I'll make it up to you. But right now, we really have to get going. So just help me up and... Let go of my hair. I already told you I'm not doing it. Stop pulling so hard. Okay, fine. But just a little, and then it's straight back downstairs, you jerk. God, I can't believe this is what you brought me up here to do. At least you're already hard. Figures you'd treat me like that. Brother, please, you're being so rough with your little sister. You're so big. You know I can barely take all of you in my little mouth. At least let go of my hair. Get up. What? Why? Are we done already? You didn't even come. Wait. No. We can't. Brother, we have to go. We've taken enough time as it is. They're gonna start looking for us. Okay, I'm really sorry. I was mean. I promise I'll leave you alone for the rest of the night. Just please, let's go downstairs. can fuck later, but if anyone hears us, we'll both be in so much trouble. You're not gonna let me go, are you? Okay, but just a little bit. I mean it. I mean it this time, okay? Not like, God. Not like at your birthday party where I said that I meant it, that we couldn't. Not this time. This is different. Nobody's outside. Everyone's downstairs. We have to be quick, and I don't say this often. Please be gentle. Your cock is so big. And if we hear everyone downstairs, I'm sure they could hear us. Just push my panties off to the side, big brother. You're lucky mom made me wear the skirt she bought instead of my usual jeans or leggings or whatever. If there's a chance that someone's headed upstairs and you need to pull out, I don't want to have to explain a pair of panties on the floor. Okay. Here, I'll just place my hands on the bed and I'll bend over. That's how you want me, right? I'll take that as a yes. Big brother, can't believe we're having sex on Thanksgiving. I can hear our family laughing and talking downstairs, our little cousins yelling and playing games. I'm trying so hard not to moan from being fucked by my big brother's cock. We've had sex, but only really late at night when mom and dad were asleep or when they went out shopping. This feels so wrong. So, why does it feel so much better than usual? I feel so warm. My tight little pussy is wrapped around my big brother's cock. Beating so fast, and I can only try to hold back my moans. I can hear our parents laughing while their beloved children are fucking right above their heads. God, fuck. Do you think anyone can hear us? Even just a little faint sounds of your hips smacking against my tight little ass. Your grunts mixing with my little whimpers. Feels so good. My big brother's fucking me at a party. It feels so good. You know, you can go a little faster if it'll help you get off. I know you want to. I'm sorry, I was such a brat. I just can't help it. You get so flustered and annoyed with me, and it just makes me want to do it more. And when my big older brother punishes me after I've... Oh, God. Putting his teasing, bratty little sister back into her place. Reminding her that her big, dominant older brother is in charge over a submissive little sibling. His naughty little fuck toy. Oh, God. Big brother, please. I'm so close. Fuck. Oh, God. I can feel your cock pounding so deeply inside of me. Feeling every bit of me is making it so hard to stay quiet. I don't think I can. Big brother, please. Come inside me. Come inside your bratty little sister. Mark me as yours with your heart. Big brother, come. I want it so bad. skin. Feel it coat my thighs as it drips out, and I walk downstairs to spend the rest of the holiday with our family. Please, please, please give it to me. Brother, I... No. Fuck. No. First, just make an excuse. I need to fix my hair. You kind of messed it up when you forced me to suck your cock. I'll come downstairs in a bit. Yes, you big dork, no more teasing. I promise. Your little sister is officially over for Thanksgiving. Cross my heart. No, get going, you jerk. I never said anything about Christmas, though.